China and the importance of free press.
Fewer private sector jobs being created. Today's ADP employment report shows 177,000 jobs were created in April for the smallest gain in 4 months. ADP called it a moderate slowdown from the strong pace of hiring in the first quarter. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
A group of New York drug dealers thought they'd get creative and pretend they were Uber drivers. They still got busted. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
Police say they pretended to drive for the ride-hailing service while actually delivering cocaine to 100 customers. They drove all around Manhattan and the Bronx with Uber logos in their windows, figuring they'd blend in better, look less suspicious. It worked.
We all take Ubers, and I would never think that an Uber driver would be doing something like that.
Police busted the ring Tuesday, netting $22,000 in cash.
Continue with the suit that seeks damages from Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis.
Degrees, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation today. It is they have about the redevelopment plan. And Chris Pickell of Pickell Architecture has decided to come on forward. So I want to bring him on in. We only have a short time with him. So thank you for coming on over, Chris.
Sure.
So appreciate you coming on. A quick introduction of who you are and how you are affiliated with the Friends.
Chris Pickell is my name. I have a practice for architecture here on Main Street since getting on almost 20 years now. We do a lot of small commercial, historic work, and residential design. Mm-hmm. I fixed up a number of the grand old buildings on Main Street. Right. Worked with various local developers on the Dietz Building, on the Flemington National Bank Building, 50 Main Street, and the train station, converting that into Unity Bank. So that's my experience is with fixing up a lot of these older buildings.
And so that makes you one of the most experienced to provide the ideas of how to resolve this.
Well, I certainly come from a particular point of view, and I think the proposed redevelopment comes from a very different point of view.
Yes,
I've got a lot of issues and problems with what's been proposed,
okay.
And my experience is very different than the developer's experience.
Sure,
And no one is arguing that Flemington does not need a lot of redevelopment, does not need some investment, does not need to move forward.
Okay.
Over a year ago, when the redevelopment was announced, a number of people started calling me up and saying they were very upset. I was very upset.
Sure.
Out of those conversations grew this group, which we now call Friends of Historic Flemington.
Mm-hmm.
We are now a 501c3 organization. We can accept donations that you can write off on your taxes.
Okay.
That's pretty new, so we're going to be soliciting a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
We've held a whole number of fundraisers over the last year, and we're pretty active in trying to challenge the town to do what we consider to be the right thing.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of debate about what is the right thing, and we'll
Correct.
Get into that a little bit. I guess one of the biggest challenges with this whole problem is, and I've been doing the radio here for over 5.5 years, so I've watched 3 iterations of this. I'm sure
Correct.
You being here 20 years, you've seen more iterations than I have. The question is, and this is, it sounds kind of petty, but it's well, at least this is moving forward, whereas the other attempts failed. Where do you guys see that?
Yeah, making a lot of effort on a bad idea is still not a good thing.
Okay.
And as I see it, Flemington has 2 assets. It only has 2 things that are going for it.
Mm-hmm.
One is the county government, and having the county government means there's a base of lawyers and tax advisors and all kinds of people who will always be in town. there's no employment base beyond the county government and the businesses that attracts.
Right.
The other thing Flemington has going for it is this amazing historic district and this building that we're sitting in. I'm looking through your window at these amazing Ionic columns right out your window.
Right.
The building we're sitting in, which the chamber is restoring with taxpayer money, I might add, Hunter County taxpayer money. This building is one of the gems of the historic district, and I'm so happy it's being restored. My office has sat next to it for many, many years. Right. And Flemington has this amazing historic district. I sit in my office right next to your building and look out the window and see people walking up and down the street snapping photographs of buildings, you know, virtually every day.
Right.
And as I said, I've been here 20 years. People always say the town is dying, and it has never died.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of seeing the glass as half full and not seeing seeing it as half empty rather and not seeing it as half full. We have an amazing town. The historic district is amazing. It's well worth protecting, celebrating, and selling. And I think that the town has been remiss, and the county has been remiss in selling the assets that they have. So to propose we're going to knock down the center of this amazing historic district. Some of the most significant buildings in the town and in the county,
right.
And buildings which have national and international importance, I think is really, really short-sighted and really damaging to what the town could be and the assets that it needs to build on.
Okay. Another part of this discussion is that Flemington cannot thrive just on its historic nature.
Oh, I completely agree. Can't thrive on history. And the history is just the baseline.
Okay.
But you need to build on that baseline. And the proposal is just, I don't know where it came from. It's completely out of line with anything that anyone would do in the rest of the country. It's completely out of line with how any rational developer would approach the problem of what to do with Flemington. Millennials crave authenticity. There's all this talk about, you know, the county's growing grayer and older and we're losing our young people.
Right.
And what the young people love, and if you go to Brooklyn, everything is, you know, exposed brick and old buildings, and that's what people are attracted to. They are not attracted to the new and shiny, actually.
Okay.
The new and shiny should be mixed in with the old so they have both. The historic buildings that we're talking about, the Union Hotel, the most iconic.
Continue with the suit that seeks damages from Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis. In 2015, Davis refused to issue the couple a marriage license on the grounds it violated her religious beliefs. She was jailed 5 days for refusing to follow a court order.
And former President Obama and his wife Michelle will be back in Chicago today unveiling a conceptual model of the Obama Presidential Center. That center is expected to open in 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
...40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offers. They can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I'll be on the hotline like every day. Making sure that DJ know what I want him to play. You know I got my top back and my feet loud. Rocking my stylish shades and turning up my radio. Turn up my radio.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington. That's in New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. All about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's Beyonce, and it's radio. There's a reason. We'll get to it. It's part of Celebration Observances for the week, month, weekend, day. It's Wednesday. We're just over the hump. Zooming in on Friday, Cinco de Mayo, 2 days away. It's when everybody all of a sudden becomes Mexican. In March, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. All of a sudden, everybody's celebrating a Mexican War on May 5th. All right, here we are. It's time for us to get things going. Find out what's going on Hunter County roads. Let's see what HRTTM.com has to say. They send me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them, and they'll send you the alerts via email. You can get them on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. Just one alert today. Not bad. 78 eastbound Clinton Township came out at 6:54, so it's probably over and done with. But exit 18, Clinton Township delays currently back to west exit 11 because of a motor vehicle accident. We're about an hour plus from that, so I imagine that's already been taken care of. Safe, sound, smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. Now, an FYI, President Trump apparently will be coming into Bedminster this weekend, the 4th to the 7th. And that's going to, he's coming by car, by the way. So expect that little traffic snarl. I was just reading an article. I'll go into more detail a little later in the show. Two of our airports are affected by President Trump staying here, and that could be a surprise to their business model. So the Solberg Airport in Reddington and the Somerset Airport in Somerville are both within a 10-mile radius and are affected by President Trump coming and being part of the area. So they are not allowed to take off and or land over there. So if you are a pilot, you need to find a place to go. And because Mar-a-Lago down in Florida is typically closed this time of year, President Trump's going to be looking for a place to stay on his weekends. So he's either going to be staying in Manhattan, the White House, Camp David, or Bedminster. So there's a chance he could be messing with this area on a frequent basis. All right, what's going on the Hunter Chamber Radio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We talk with her about the markets, find out what happened yesterday. The Dow's closing in on 21,000. NASDAQ was up to 6,000. Now the Dow's going to break a new numerical record. Or go above it again. At 8:40, we get Diane Lane on the show, and she goes vacationing with us. She takes us on vacation. I have some questions for her about another article I read about airlines, so stay tuned for that. At 9 o'clock, Chris Pickle, architect here in Flemington, is coming on from 9 to 9:30. I invited last week. I know this week there's going to be a rally, the Friends of the Historic Flemington, and I, as I said last week, was going to invite anybody who wanted to explain what their ideas are for repurposing the current buildings that are in the crosshairs of the new redevelopment project. Chris Pickle has either decided to come or been picked to come. So he'll be here from 9 to 9:30, and we'll chat with him about what the ideas are. And we'll find out what's going on. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic gives us insight into help raising kids in the 21st century who are more technologically savvy and more emotional, more connected, you need to, as a parent, know how to use these techniques to help raise them in this modern 21st century world. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll is on at noon. Ruth helps us with stress, anger management, all the different emotional and afflictions that we might have. She's a counselor here in Flemington with over 30 years of experience, and she'll give us advice about it. Last week she was talking about stress. We'll find out what she's got in store for us today. Modern Design, Richard Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. Rich brings his expertise. He's got three stores that he's got open. He brings different people on that are his source components of his interior design. Last week he went over the best of the best, pretty cool stuff. So stay tuned for that. Talented people, Jeannie Murphy, Colleen Kelly comes on from 3 to 4. Jeannie Murphy will be talking to Bart Jackson about his trip to Tanzania. How about that? Talk about a really cool, exotic place to go. The Human Side, David White will be here, and he talks about organizational behavior in your business, and he helps you with advice about how to manage your employees. That's the entire Hunt and Chimbericum lineup. It's all there on the Hunt and Chimbericum website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunt and Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunt and Chimbericum. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment. Short of DJ, know what I want him to play. You know I got my top back and my feet low. Rocking my Steiner shades and turning up my radio. Turn up my radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade. Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1. This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Celebration Services. For the month, week, and day from BrandonLocks.com. Gardening for Wildlife Week. It's Get Caught Reading Week. Gifts Month. Gifts from the Garden Month. Global Civility Awareness Month. Global Health and Fitness Month. Go Fetch Food Drive for Homeless Animals Month. It's Golf Month. Haitian Heritage Month. Eola Children Month, Healthy Vision Month, Homeschooling Awareness Month, Huntington's Disease Awareness Month, International Audit Month, International Business Image Improvement Month, International Civility Awareness Month, International Mediterranean Diet Month, International Victorious Women Month, it's Jewish American Heritage Month, and Latino Books Month, and Lupus Awareness Month. For this week, it is Children's Book Week, Choose Privacy Week, National Wildflower Week, Screen Free Week, which is digital detox. Get away from the screens, get away from the computers, get away from the cell phones, smartphones. PTA Teacher Awareness Week, PTA Teacher Appreciation Week, Toad Suck Days, National Nurses Day and Week starts on the 6th. And for today, it is Buddha Day, Garden Meditation Day, Great American Grump Out, Lumpy Rug Day, National Day to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, National Specialable Pets Day, National Two Different Colored Shoes Day. Imagine doing that. You'll have some very intriguing looks. Paranormal Day, Public Radio Day, San Architect Day, World Press Freedom Day, International Day Against DRM, and National Textiles Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from PrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Title of the article, New Scholarship Ensures Ella M. Haver's Memory Lives On. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reports on the first that the Hunterdon County Vocational School District Education Foundation recently established scholarships in memory of Ella M. Haver. It is offering five scholarships in the amount of $1,000 each to graduating students from one of each of the five Hunterdon County high schools, according to a news release. These five scholarships will be given in memory of Ella M. Haver, longtime president of the Jenny M. Haver Scholarship Fund. Haver took over the reins of the fund in 1971 when Peg Shoemaker retired. Haver, on the list of most notable women in Hunterdon County, was a champion of education and spent a lifetime in community service. She passed away earlier this year at the age of 104. The Jenny M. Haver Memorial Scholarship Fund ended in 2016 after having awards of $2 million to high school students over the last 60 years. Ella Haver was Jenny's niece and continued to oversee the fund for 42 years, serving as its president until her 100th birthday. The fund's board of trustees stated going forward it will be encouraging the community to support the Hunterdon County Vocational School District Education Foundation. The foundation, formed in 2016, was created to provide scholarships and financial assistance to Hunterdon County Vocational School District students. The school serves students throughout a variety of career and technical pathways in five different schools, ranging from full-time academy students, shared-time high school students, and adult education students. A majority of graduating students continue their education through certified programs, trade schools, 2- and 4-year post-secondary institutions. More about Hunterdon County Vocational School District's Education Foundation can be found online. Christine Shockley will be here tomorrow to talk a little bit about all that, so I'm looking forward to having her. But once again, I talk about legacy, and it seems that Ms. Haver has certainly made an impact on people to a point where they feel it's very important that her memory live on as part of a scholarship. Vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday today?
We sing happy birthday to you.
May 3rd.
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has our birthdays for today. From Carly and bad teacher Noah Munch. Noah Munk is 21. From Orphan Black, A Christmas Horror Story. Zoe DeGrand Mason is 22. From actress in Split, the new movie, I guess, Jessica Sula is 23. Actress in the latest Buzz, Zoe Belkin is 24. Actress in Happy Texas, that'd be Jillian Berard, she's 27. Model and singer of BPM, that's Nadia Ford, she's 28. Singer and songwriter of She Keeps Me Warm, Mary Lambert is 28. Actress in Moon, Dominique Nogelcott, is 31. Crazy ex-girlfriend, Rachel Great, is 31. Old boy actress, Pam Clementieff, is 31. Teen Wolf, Megan Tandy, is 32. Hardcore Henry, Danita Kozlovsky, is 32. Model and dancer in Dancing with the Stars, Cheryl Burke, is 33. From The Prestige, Rebecca Hall is 35. Evening Shade and cartoon voicist of The Land Before Time, Candace Hudson is 37. Country music singer, songwriter, Eric Church is 40. Christina Hendricks is 42. She was in Mad Men. Dulé Hill is 42, from The West Wing. From Oblivion, film director Joseph Kaczynski is 43. What Lies Beneath, Jennifer Tung is 44. Actress in Motive, Kristen Lehman is 45. There's Something About Mary, actress Marnie Alexenberg is 45. Producer director of Streets is Watching, Damon Dash, 46. Ant-Man actor Bobby Cannavale is 47. Gone Maybe Gone, Amy Ryan is 49. Actor in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Rob Brydon is 52. Amy Steele is 57 from Friday the 13th, Part 2. Soft Cell keyboardist David Ball is 58. Home Alone 3, Kevin Kleiner is 59. Singer of Sailing, Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross is 66 today. Singer of Those Were the Days, Mary Hopkins is 67. Ron Canada is 68. He was in Wedding Crashers. Whiplash, Chris Mulkey is 69. Actor in The Shawshank Redemption, Larry Brandenburg, 69. TV sportscaster, Greg Gumbel is 71 today. Watership Down actress, Lynn Farley is 75. Frankie Valli is 83 today. Airwolf actor Alex Cord is 84, and singer of Fascination Jane Morgan is 93. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back. Michelle Heidi's up next.
Chris Barnes.
I was on the way to winning.
President Trump is scoffing at Hillary Clinton's latest explanation for why she lost to him last November.
Until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
Clinton speaking at an event in New York City yesterday. Late last night, the president tweets, quote, Comey was the best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton, adding that he gave her a free pass. Today, the FBI director will be testifying before the Senate.
He's expected to be asked again about alleged Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. Part of that investigation involves allegations of collusion between Russia and members of President Trump's campaign team.
That's correspondent Sharon Reed reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Well, $500 a month for just a few months. I don't know about that, Michelle, but you better have a pretty darn... You might have a really bad tax problem if you need to spend $500 a month on Sam Landis. Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's a business model, right? Of course. But he's not interested in helping you with your $50 fine from the IRS. All right.
Yeah, right.
What's going on, Michelle? How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, beautiful, sunny, nice, cool day this morning. And markets are all focused on Apple this morning because after the markets closed yesterday, Apple announced the results. They came in better than expected on adjusted earnings per share, but they missed on iPhone sales.
Wow. That's not good.
This morning they were trading down about 1%. I did a little research based on our conversation yesterday trying to figure out what percentage of the NASDAQ Apple stock is, and it's really hard to get the figure. As of a couple years ago, it was close to 15%.
Right.
But I wasn't able to find any updated data, which is really strange.
Wow. No, it's hard. And that's the problem, right? We've gotten so abstract.
Right.
People just say, hey, buy the NASDAQ index, but you don't know what you're really buying. You gotta get
right,
dig into
right.
it.
Right, right. Exactly. You know, because it takes a look at close to 3,000 stocks, but they're all market cap weighted. So, you know, and again, it's hard to find the actual data. So much for transparency. But anyway,
yeah.
We also have Akamai, which is another tech company. They came in trailing estimates, so their stock was trading down about 16% in pre-market trading. Clorox came in line. ADP came in mixed. We have AIG, Facebook, Kraft Heinz, Tesla, all reporting after the bell today. So we continue to have some earnings coming in as we're into May. So we'll be wrapping up earnings within the next week or two. We did have some economic data coming out. We had the ADP private sector jobs. They were expecting 175,000 new jobs. Came in a little bit higher at 177,000 new jobs in April. March was a much higher number. Again, they weren't, they were expecting the 175 for April, so at least they came in pretty much in alignment there. 2 o'clock, the Fed wraps up their meeting. Again, no one's really expecting that they're going to make any changes in terms of interest rates or provide any new guidance or insight as far as what to expect for the rest of the year. Mortgage applications came in up 5%, and I was taking a look at the VIX this morning, and we've talked about the VIX, in the past, and it's at 10.65.
Wow.
It's interesting, and again, just as a reminder to the listeners, basically it's it takes a look at the S&P 500 index options to get an idea in terms of the market expectation of, moving forward 30-day volatility. So it's, continues to be super low.
Right.
Which, hey, I'm not complaining, but it's just very strange.
Well, I think that, again, and I'm just speaking anecdotally here, I think that speaks to the fact that since the change in the presidency, there's a positive vibe about the markets. They think that
right.
Trump is a business pro-business presidency, and people are expecting things to happen positively. It goes
right.
against what I was telling you about a week ago, where when you were out 1 week and I noticed that the utilities were up about 10%.
Right.
Which is a defensive play, but in this particular case, it might be a dividend play.
So we'll see. Like I said, I'm certainly not complaining. I'm not looking for the market to have a major downturn. It's just unusual. But, hey, it is what it is.
Nice.
But, our stance is still maintaining a nice, adequate level of diversification based upon what the longer-term objectives are. But for people that have still been, sitting with lots of money in cash, they're scratching their head saying, well, gee, am I too late? And just when they think they might be too late, the market continues to inch a little bit higher. A strategy, and we've talked about this before, for folks that are still sitting with a bunch in cash for long term, not your emergency reserve,
right.
Look to maybe dollar cost average over the next couple of months, and at least that way, you take advantage of the fluctuations. And if we do have, a normal correction during that time frame, you can always put some in a little bit sooner than what you were originally thinking, but at least it's, starting to have a plan.
Yeah. It's always a good idea. It's so funny. People think that they're just going to dump all their cash into the markets on one particular day, and that's nuts. It's like
right.
playing roulette. So
especially for folks who, maybe they've accumulated, whatever the amount is over time, and, this is one of their first experiences with investing. Well, rather than just jumping in off the diving board, dip in, get your toe a little bit wet, and at least that way you don't end up dumping it all in and then having, the market do what the market does and, then having that feeling of, oh, my gosh, did I make the right decision? And then letting the emotions get involved and, and that's when people can end up hurting themselves by making short-term decisions based on emotion as opposed to facts and long-term objectives.
While you were talking, I was doing a quick search to see if I could find Apple. It must be the same thing you saw back in May of 2015. Apple was about 14 and change percent in the
right.
NASDAQ 100. So I haven't seen any updates since that time, but you can make this assumption. It appears that it hasn't changed much, and Apple has, we'll have to look, but Apple has been strong in those 2 years. So if it's at least 15%.
Right, right. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. So just by, almost just by, if you just owned that index and you also owned Apple share and other funds, it's possible that you could be overweight in one company.
Right.
And again, there's lots of rules of thumb in terms of what percentage, you should try not to have too much in any one company. Although certain companies, especially those that people bought at lower prices over time, can end up becoming a much heavier percentage. And it's always good to keep an eye on it because, even though we hope that things will continue to go up, that doesn't always happen. Never want to get too greedy.
Well, you talk with your customers about rebalancing, right? Pretty much every year. Yeah.
Right.
So it's something.
And it's always a fun conversation because they know they need to do it, but then they're like, oh, but such and such is doing so well. Why are we going to put it in the thing that's not doing so well? Well, it's taking the profits off the table and redirecting to other things that we expect to start doing a little bit better.
Right.
So and it's never necessarily shifting entirely out of position, but it's again taking profits off the table, redirecting and rebalancing between asset classes and also between different types of investments.
Yep.
So.
And back when you first made that investment, that wasn't as good an investment as you thought it was. Now all of a sudden you're excited about it.
Right.
So you're being swooned by CNBC and everybody else, just like everybody else is. So.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Appreciate it again, Michelle.
All right.
Have a great day. Thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a great day. Thanks,
you too.
Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show. They were here yesterday, and Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update every morning at 8:30 on Good Morning Hunter and Hunchinburger.com. We'll be right back. Diane Lane is on the phone in just a moment.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. and I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's time to go on vacation. Got Diane Lane on the phone from D&L Travel. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Oh.
Are you there?
I'm here. What happened?
I don't know. We're all here.
Oh, I guess.
I'm going to start off again with another comment, or asking for a comment from you. I just read this morning that American United are ordering new planes, and they are shrinking the seats, the distance between the seats, down 2 inches to get two more rows of seats.
Oh, people are going to go places. They're going to go other airlines.
Yeah. And
they're not going to pay the money.
Well, that's exactly the concept is that it's not all the seats. It's like the last two rows is going to be like a no frills. So what they're doing is they're throwing in kind of like in a below economy or base fare.
A budget flyer.
In the back.
No frills. Budget
no frills. You get this seat. You got small. It's only going to be 29 inches pitch and no carry-on.
Yeah.
So that's how they're fighting back against Spirit and Frontier.
Yeah. Allegants and all the little guys that are starting to pop up.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And after the fiascos that's been going on the news every day, it's like, oh, do we really want to do this?
Right. Yeah. They're going to get theirs someday. I'm waiting. We've been dealing with this now since 2008.
I know. They're warning. They're really warning the guys. You know, the federal government is warning the airlines and the hearings that they're having. You know, they're confronting the executives on the change fees and all the stuff that they're making. Like, Southwest doesn't charge for changing your fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So how much does it actually cost to make a ticket reservation, you know?
Right.
And they're telling you the cost is not about the process. And they're saying it has to be because everything is done on computer.
Right.
It's one person handling everything. It's not like 10,000 people handling it.
Right.
You know, so they can't justify it.
No.
I don't know. They got to really focus on what they're doing. And then they're saying airline consolidation. You know, it's like primary carriers are shrinking from 11 to 4. So you have United, Delta, American, and Southwest now compromise 85% of the domestic airline market.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why
at their mercy all the time,
right? And that's why these things are popping up again. And this is what we dealt with back in the '80s when People Express showed up.
Yeah, and so. I'm going to tell you something. If our systems were better here for the trains, which we are not, mostly our train system was for freight, for shipping, was never for luxury like it was in the old days.
Right.
But because Europe, that's their primary way of transportation is the train system, because they couldn't afford the fuel, and they couldn't afford to have the cars to pay the fuel.
Right.
You know, they're very expensive. So yeah, we've always had a luxury of traveling and driving anywhere we want to go, and we have the luxury of traveling across country by driving. But in Europe, you're in different countries, different passports, different customs, different borders, different monies, you know, it's not the same, and that's why they travel by train.
Yeah.
It's easier. Once you're on a train, the security, they just come through when you're sitting there, you know? And they do stop at the borders, and they check everybody.
Really? Man, that must be really inconvenient. And
Pardon?
I said that must be pretty inconvenient, because if you're traveling from England to France to Spain, that's three border changes.
Yeah, they have it set up, and they purposely do it this way. You do have to stop, and you do have to change, because they're different train systems. If you look at the European system, everyone's got a specific system. Like, Spain has a huge networking express and local train system. So does France. so does Italy. They all have it. Switzerland, Germany, they're really, on the ball with that. That's something they've always done. And when I go through the book the tickets, I usually book first-class tickets because you're guaranteed a car, guaranteed a seat, guaranteed your luggage will be taken care of. It's not going to take a walk.
Right.
So I always, if you're going to do Eurorail passes, it's first class. You know, you're going to pay a little bit more for it, but it's worth the aggravation. You can hop on and hop off all the different carriers.
Okay.
But if you're trying to cheap it, not going to work.
How much do you, in theory, would you save if you went the cheap way?
Save quite a bit of money.
Okay.
Because you're not worrying about, well, what train line am I on now? Is this the local or is this the express? And your ticket's going to be either a local or an express. And first class is usually express, and you get there where you want to go. And they're very in detail on the locals. They stop every town.
Okay.
So if that's the way you want to do and you're on a budget and you want to stop at every town and you don't have a destination and you're backpacking it, that's the way to go.
Okay.
You know, so it's pros and cons of how you think you want to handle it. If you want to walk or you want the luxury and you want the food.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you pay for the food or you have to bring on the food.
Right.
And at every border, you stop and get off and get back on again.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't know that.
For England and France, no, because you go through security just like
right.
you do with the airlines,
mm-hmm.
and everything is checked, your luggage, all of it.
Yep.
The tunnel.
And you said that each country has their own train system?
Each has their own rail system.
I didn't know that. I thought I was under the impression that the system kind of transcended the countries. But
no.
Oh, okay.
You have to buy specific tickets that go from country to country, like I said to you. They're
right.
first-class tickets, and they're specific, like you got to get to a certain location, and then you get to another train, and it goes to the next location.
Right.
It is not, you just stay on the train and go.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't work that way.
Yep, okay.
There's a lot to learn about the train system. And
it sounds it.
Not that simple.
Cool. All right, so we know that the government runs the Amtrak, right?
Yes, right. And I don't know. I wish they had thought about this down in the future because it would have been great to have a luxury line in the United States.
Yeah, well, I think
you know what I'm saying.
We were very short-sighted on that. I mean,
because right now you have to drive to Virginia to get the auto car to go to Florida.
Yeah, and that's been
going
on.
And they're saying they're going to be expanding it and doing more on the system.
They've been saying that for 40 years.
Yeah, I know that. You know, I mean, look at, and they have the Acela now going from New York down. I mean, you know, it's very confusing when you try to find out if New Jersey Transit or Amtrak or Penn Station or whatever you're doing, you know, which Grand Central, what train are you going on and where you're going. You have to really research for the trains.
Right.
And sometimes it's not worth it. Drive.
Yep. No, and that's been the situation. There have been times when I've been curious about taking a train.
Uh-huh.
I thought it might be of either a financial benefit or a time benefit. Because now that we have TSA and it takes much longer to get through the airport,
right.
you say, maybe I can save a couple hours or it'll be the same amount of time but cheaper. Not the case. It's more aggravating.
I used to go with the chamber when we went to did the trip to Washington for the main chamber meetings.
Right.
We took the train. We had a ball.
Right.
Went down on the train and came back on the train.
I it's fun. We took, remember when I was much younger, we took the band down to Disney on a train. And they had a great time. It was a memorable experience rather than getting on a flight.
My sister-in-law lives in Bowie, Maryland, and she would always get on the train to go down to Florida to see her mom.
Yeah.
And because it's a 24-hour turnaround, you know.
Yeah, that's
not
bad.
You're taking your car with you, and then you put the car back on, or you don't have to. You could just get a taxi or whatever.
Right,
know?
Right. Yeah.
Once you get to the train and go where you have to go or rent a car for the day and then go back, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, with Uber now and Lyft and everything like that, it's making that choice a little bit easier.
Yes. So, yeah, everybody's got a choice.
But they gotta cut down the price of the tickets of the train, though. It's nuts.
I lost you, Chris. You came out really
I said they got to cut down the price of the tickets. on the train. It's just not a value. The only people who are doing that are the ones that are going fairly local.
Yeah.
Or the people who are afraid to fly.
Yeah, exactly. Or don't want to be bothered.
Or don't want to be bothered, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Europe train driving experience right. there is totally different. It's like you can go to Rome to Florence. They have an express. It's an hour and a half train ride.
Okay.
You're there in no time. Drive it. Oh, my God. It's hours and hours and hours. My family is above Pisa. Uh-huh. To get down to Rome, it's a four-hour train ride. Okay. Drive it? Oh, forget it. Seven to 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's beautiful, but it's a long trip. It takes a lot of time out of your vacation, and you don't enjoy it.
Right. So you do.
I see we had a big dust up in the Exuma in the Bahamas this week.
Yeah, what happened
with that crazy concert? I don't know what ever.
Oh yes, yes, I did read about
something
that.
Something like this.
Yeah, that was nuts. Yeah.
The Sandals Emerald Bay Golf Tennis and Spa Resort
right.
is what those people should have been staying at and doing for what the money they were paying.
Yeah. Leaving in tents, didn't have any food. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
I could not believe what they were showing on TV for accommodations. The
yep.
tents.
Yep.
It was like, what?
Insane. Wow. All right. So the best way to avoid that is talk to you and
always talk to somebody. Yeah. I can't believe people didn't research it before they went down there. It's not a big island.
Nope.
There's the little Exuma and Big Exuma. This is the place you swim with the pigs.
Okay.
You know, the Sandals is a beautiful resort,
right.
and it's not very big. You know, but at the same token, at least it's an all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And they got the golf course if people want to
golf course. Amazing.
The other resort that was supposed to be redone that's down in the Bahamas there in Exuma is privately owned, and I don't know if they're doing anything with it.
Okay. So they're still trying to work it out. The best place down there is still Atlantis, right?
Atlantis is in Nassau.
Oh.
Paradise Island.
Okay. So
that's
it's
a different
island completely.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Very expensive.
Yep.
There's a lot of other resorts and everything on the location.
Right.
But it's again, you got to think about it. It's a little tiny island.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people coming in there,
yep.
including the boats in the wintertime.
Sure.
The ships, you know, stop at the port. No one goes to Exuma unless you're going there specifically for golf or fishing
or starving for a concert. All right, Diane.
I don't know what they're going to do. That was and I know a lot of the people who work on the Board of Tourism, and I met the director.
I can't
imagine that this was going to happen. Oh,
yep.
What a big mistake.
Okay.
You know?
Yep. We're out of time. How do people get in touch with Diane?
They can call me at 908-238-9935.
Okay.
In and out.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal?
On the heels of Hillary Clinton trying to blame him for her loss in the presidential election, FBI Director James Comey appearing on Capitol Hill, lashing back at critics and Clinton.
There were thousands of Secretary Clinton's emails on that device, including what they thought might be the missing emails from her first 3 months as Secretary of State.
The White House Budget Director joining President Trump and saying a shutdown in September may be necessary. Here's Mick Mulvaney.
But if we get to September and it's still business as usual, business as usual, business as usual, nothing changes, and it takes a shutdown to change it, I have no problem with that.
ISIS now claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing in Afghanistan that has killed 8 people and injured a dozen more, including 3 American service members. USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's guaranteed. Whether you have wavy hair, tight curls, flat hair, damaged hair, Ovation has a cell therapy system just right for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at ovationhair.com.
Time is running out. This is your last week to get Ovation's beautiful five-piece Mother's Day gift set at a savings of 50% and priced so low you can afford gift sets for every mom you know. But hurry while supplies last. Go to OvationHair.com. New customers should select this station at checkout for even greater savings. That's OvationHair.com, OvationHair.com.
Details coming out about the latest American detained in North Korea. Here's Bill Zinfer.
American Tony Kim, who taught an accounting course in Pyongyang, was detained at the airport April 22nd as he tried to leave the country to return home. North Korean officials say Kim, quote, committed hostile criminal acts with an aim to subvert the country. He joins two other Americans in North Korean custody, a 22-year-old student and a 62-year-old missionary who have been in a North Korean prison for more than a year.
As reports say, anti-Semitic incidents in the United States have jumped 90% in the first few months of this year. The Senate holding a hearing on hate crimes. Here's Senator Chuck Grassley.